My young friends and students in Islam, how sad it is that whilst in madrasa we recite the Quran fluently. We have sufficient knowledge of that which is farz, wajib and sunnah. But the minute we leave the madrasa environment, our ability to read the Quran fluently becomes weak. We even fail to remember what is the farz and sunnah acts of ghusl and wuzu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, "These hearts become rusty just as iron becomes rusty when water gets into it." The companions asked, "O Messenger of Allah, how may this be cleared then?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "A great deal of remembrance of death and recitation of the Quran. If one recites the Quran with concentration and due interest, then insha'Allah ta'ala, the rust will be removed and he will be filled with light." Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that he says, if anyone recites the Quran and acts according to its contents on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of resurrection, his parents will be given to wear a crown whose light is better than the light of the sun. Subhanallah, what great honor Allah Ta'ala has kept for those who understand the value of Quran and Islamic education. As Muslims, we also have to maintain the right behavior with people that are around us. Observe full respect and reverence to your father and mother, for they are the most worthy of your consideration. Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim have reported that a man asked the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "O Messenger of Allah, who is the most worthy of my best behavior?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam answered, "Your mother, your mother, your mother." And then after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Your father." Then the closer and the closer amongst your relations. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala saw a man walking ahead of another man. He asked him that, "Are you related to this man?" And he replied that, "This man is my father." Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said to him, "Do not walk ahead of him. Do not sit until he sits. And do not call him by his name." It is said that a student of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, whose name was Imam Abdul Rahman, he said that once when I was in the company of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, he was reading the Al-Mu'atta to me, the book of hadith. Whilst reading the book of hadith, he suddenly stood up and left me for a long while. Then he came back and sat down. He was asked why he acted in that manner. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi answered, "My mother came down asking me something. Because she was standing, I also stood up to show respect to her. And I only sat down when she left me." This was the honor and respect that our predecessors had for the parents. Sometimes we use slang language to talk to our parents. A high tone of voice in a shouting manner, all are considered to be major sins. If the parents disapprove of something, never argue with them. A lot of Muslim youth have this habit of coming late in the night and argue with the parents. Remember that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, when the sun sets, the shayateen disperse and majority of sins are committed in the night. Our youth even conveniently neglect the salat when going out, missing out from the Asr, Maghrib and Isha salat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the fundamental difference between a Muslim or a believer and a disbeliever is salat. The meaning of the hadith is that a believer is always punctual in his salat, and one of the signs of kufr is that an individual turns away from salat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we become punctual in our daily five obligatory prayers. We must refrain from habits that are un-Islamic, habits that damage our physical good being and also the spiritual one. As Muslims, we must stay away from smoking and taking drugs. If anyone who offers you a cigarette or drugs, remember, he is not your friend. A friend is one who is concerned about his friend's goodness, welfare and health. A friend wishes to see his friend progress in life, be happy and enjoy respect and success in both worlds. A true and sincere friend is a helper, supporter and a protector of one's spiritual well-being, as well as encouraging that which is good and discouraging that which is evil and destructive. An enemy, on the other hand, desires the destruction of a person's life, health, wealth and respect. So can that be your friend who encourages you or offers you drugs and cigarettes? Can he be your friend? Allahu Akbar. He is never your friend. One must never forget that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us. He will say, "We granted you sound and healthy limbs, hands, feet, eyes, ears, nose. What have you done to express your gratitude for all these gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you?" What will our answer be, O young friends in Islam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in a hadith, "Keep your tongue always moist with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." A Muslim has to sometimes say regarding a future action, "Insha'Allah." Sometimes to congratulate, he will say, "Masha'Allah." In his grief and sorrow, he will say, "Inna lillah." And for the bounties which he is blessed with, he will say, "Alhamdulillah." When thanking someone, he will say, "Jazakallah." Consider the fact that when in the mother's womb Allah Ta'ala preserved our mouths from being polluted by having us nourished by our mother's blood through the medium of the umbilical cord attached to the navel and not by the mouth. Why? Because the Sharia classes and categorizes blood as napak, as najis, filth. From the inception of our physical creation, Allah Ta'ala preserved the mouth from impurity and reserved it for the tilawat of the Qur'an and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Allah Ta'ala took such care in protecting our mouths from filth, we as Muslims should take care in preserving the cleanliness of our mouth. We should abstain from smoking and taking drugs out of respect for the malaika, angels who are exceptionally and extremely sensitive to smell. Our beloved Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has instructed that a person who has eaten garlic and onions, he must stay away from the masjid until he rids his mouth of the odor, due to the fact that annoyance was caused to the angels as well as the musalli. What then would be said of the smell of cigarettes and tobacco?